me, and almost all of you know Mary Kuntz. She's been around here from the very beginning. She's one of the original members of our church, and Mary still maintains that wonderful passion to see people reached for Jesus that she had back when this church began. And I just wanted her to say a few words about that this morning. Or you can say a lot of words, Mary. You just take your choice, all right? And Mary can share with you right now. Mary, we love you and thank you for loving us.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. You didn't think I'd still be here, did you? Been here a few days. And what a privilege. What a privilege. I'm going to just tell you a little of the beginning. Some of you already know it, maybe not as far back as I do, but we came here because my husband was transferred from GE, from Mississippi, to Jackson to Ohio. And we had two small girls, one only 3 months old, the other 3 years old. Now I've told you Gail's age. But anyway, we came here, and I never dreamed that you didn't have a Baptist church. That was unthinkable. And so when he came back for the interview, I said, well, did you see the church? He was a little bit shy about it. He didn't tell me too much. Come to find out, we didn't have a Baptist church here. And so after we moved, we had what we call the welcome wagon. The lady came around and asked a lot of questions and what faith we were, and we told her Baptist, and she said, well, you know, I hate to tell you, but you don't have a Baptist church. So we found out later that it was two families and some children meeting in the Masonic Temple on the second floor. I guess that's about the only floor there is, but it was rather horrible. One room. And we had two children, and we went to church. One held one, and one held the other. We didn't have a nursery. We didn't have anything to offer those children. But that we did have something. We had the greatest thing of all, is the love of God. And so it was our privilege to see a real need there. Even though these other churches with the modern facilities were somewhat tempting, but not really. We thought our children can certainly endure this for a while because we see something better in the future. And so time went on, and we, of course, achieved where we are today. It wasn't easy. It was a struggle. We were here without a big congregation. We didn't have much of any congregation. Two families and some children, and here we were trying to begin a church. We went to the banks. We were growing a little along, and we went to the banks, and every one of them, no way. I don't blame them. Not really. We didn't have much to offer. But we realized that if we were going to do anything, we had to have faith. And so we took a personal responsibility at the bank to take care of any indebtedness that we had. And so we started out with one unit, and then from that to two and to three and so forth and so on. So I just wanted to tell you that we're just so blessed to have a building like we have, and even more blessed to think of the future. You have something to look forward to, and we all do. And I hope I'm right here when you complete the new addition, whatever it's going to be, the renovations. But remember one thing. Don't get discouraged. If God means for you to have it, you're going to have it. Maybe some haven't done as much as they would like. Maybe some have done more. And if you have, God bless you. I hope you continue with that process. But there are so many things in store for you. And never get discouraged. Where there was absolutely no outlet at all, God just moved in such a beautiful manner and made provision. We had no land. There was a man came along and said, yeah, you can have the land, you can have it, pay as you can. Wayne suggested to him one day, well, you know, that would be a good tax deduction, you know. Well, he was kind of asking, you know, go ahead and give it to us. It'll be a good tax deduction. But he said, no, I can't do that. But he said, what you can get, if you want X number of dollars, you just give it to us. And so that's the process that we first started with the land and then every unit in the building. So if that can be done, it just seemed like that God was in the, just always standing there. It will happen. Have faith. You can do it. We had an accident 9 months after we completed the first unit, and we had hot water heat, and it was an explosion just after the service. Not one person was injured. My teaching stand was next door to the boiler room. That entire end of the building blew up on the hill as far as it could go. Not one person was injured. God was there. He still is. And so I'm telling you the little things. But now we're going on. Some say, well, let's don't spend much time on the past. You need to know the past. It helps you to appreciate what you have. And so we're going into this now and help you to realize that everything that you want and have the faith, you will have if it's something willing that God wants you to have. And I love to see each one of you. You know, people, I do love you. And we want only the best for this church. And when you move in that direction, there is no loss. It's nothing but gain. Nothing but joy in your heart. And so we were discussing visions we had. And one of my visions, I was telling the pastor about it, and he thought I might relate that to you. I said, my vision is to see this church so full, so packed with people, that the ushers will have to come down and ask you, would you kindly move down just a little and make a little more room? Now, I haven't seen that yet. Would you please not disappoint me? Let's try. Let's work. And let's see this church full. We appreciate every person that's here, but we can have more. And let's don't fail an opportunity to witness and tell others about the love of God, what he gave to us, how he gave his all. And now he wants you and he wants me. Thank you so much.